Italy may be about to dump its prime minister as borrowing costs reach record levels.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open. A look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, has billboard advertising gotten out of control? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up at the open this morning. The Dow up 33 points, about 0.3% at 12,101. The NASDAQ up 0.7%. The S&P 500 up about 0.5%. And the focus is again on Europe. Greek officials are saying they should have a new government in place by the end of the day. Italy could soon have a new government as well if Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi loses a vote today in Parliament. Christopher Worth reports.
For Italian lawmakers, today's budget vote would normally be a boring routine procedure, but today is turning out to be anything but boring. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is growing more unpopular by the day. If he loses the vote, Berlusconi could be forced to go. Meanwhile, in Greece, cabinet ministers have offered to resign, but have been slow in naming a new leader after Prime Minister George Papandreou agreed to leave his post. Simon Tilford is with the Center for European Reform. He says a best-case scenario would mean by the end of the day, both Italy and Greece have new leadership that has popular support. But even under those circumstances, it won't be smooth sailing.
People would quickly come to realize that just because Greece has cobbled together government doesn't mean it's going to be able to maintain support for the bailout package.
Today's worst-case scenario, no political resolution in Italy or Greece, and Italy's borrowing costs continue to jump amid worries that Europe may not have enough money to bail it out. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Now let's get to the other big economic story this morning, this one out of Japan. The 92-year-old camera maker Olympus has admitted it's been hiding financial losses for decades. The company's stock plunged almost 30% in Tokyo today. For more, let's bring in Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company, who's with us live from St. Louis, as she is every Tuesday. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
So how can a company like Olympus hide the truth from everyone for so long?
Well, this is the time when all generalizations apply. My favorite's Uncle Warren's adage, you don't know who's swimming naked until the tide goes out. And that means the basic bad economic times expose fraud. 2001, we had Enron, Global Crossing, Sunbeam, WorldCom. Now we have Bernie Madoff, Bear Stearns, Lehman, AIG, and Olympus in Japan. So it really is international. When times are really good, fraud's papered over with money, and that's campaign contributions to everybody who's doing the governing. They look the other way. They don't enforce the laws that Congress passed. You know, Congress passes a lot of good laws to protect consumers, the environment, and, you know, just everybody. But they slash the budgets of the agencies so they have little ability to enforce. So everybody's outmanned, outgunned, and the fraudsters get away with murder.
And Julie, quickly, is there any way to recover, regain trust from something like this?
Well, assuming that the company still has some base that's viable, economically viable, and most of them have to liquidate, the only way you regain credibility is to fire everyone but the janitor and change the name. So hopefully there's collective amnesia in the future.
Julie Neiman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company, thanks so much.
You bet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Atlantic Monthly Press, publisher of Worm, The First Digital World War by Mark Bowden, about the Configer computer worm and the battle to protect the Internet. By Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. And by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong.
Take a look around you today and see how many billboards you can spot. You'll probably lose count pretty quickly because they are everywhere. Well, a new documentary that's premiering today at the Doc NYC Festival explores just how fast billboard advertising has taken over public space. It's called This Space Available, and we're joined now by the director, Gwenaëlle Gobet. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, let's focus on the specific. I drive by a famous building in Los Angeles all the time. It's on the corner of Wilshire and La Brea. It's an old building, and it's got a big lit-up Samsung billboard on the top. What is wrong with that in principle?
There's nothing wrong with buying and selling, but there is something wrong when wherever you go, whatever you do, you are treated as a consumer. There are places where that is appropriate, and there are places where that's not. There's a problem when students from a class don't recognize the trees that are in their neighborhoods, but if you show them an alphabet with just one letter picked out from logos, they will recognize every single brand.
But it's not just billboards that are doing that. Obviously, that's something that's coming from television and from magazines and from images that they see all over the place. Why are billboards so much worse in your mind than the rest of the advertising we see?
Because they're occupying a space that doesn't really belong to advertising. It belongs to everyone.
Well, let's talk about one of the most interesting parts of your film, which is Sao Paulo, Brazil, a place that has banned all billboard advertising.
I think there was just too much of it. And it wasn't about who was making the best message or the best advertising. It was who was putting up the biggest billboard in the most places. There's a story of a bank billboard being bigger than the actual bank building. You couldn't see the city because it was covered in billboards. The mayor passed a law, and then everything was down in 6 months, which was pretty radical.
Do you think that anything like that could ever happen here in the United States? I mean, in the advertising center of New York, for instance?
I really do believe that it could happen because it's not good for brands to be a pollution. I really believe in the passion of New Yorkers, and they love their city. I don't think they want it to look like any other city. I think they want it to look like New York.
Gwenaëlle Gobet, director of the new documentary film This Space, available. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And we've got clips from the film at our website, marketplace.org. Finally, to Scotland, where a fireworks company is apologizing for a technical glitch in a display from last Friday night. The display was supposed to last 20 minutes, but the company accidentally set off all the fireworks at the same time, so it only lasted 50 seconds. There will be a makeup show at the end of this month, though I'm sure the first one was pretty cool to watch. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
It's the third largest economy in Europe, and the smart bet says if Italy goes, so goes everything.
Stocks in Italy are plummeting.
Italy has one of the world's most heavily indebted governments.
Italy today is slamming Standard & Poor's for downgrading the country's credit rating.
I'm Bob Moon, Marketplace reports from Rome. Next time on the broadcast from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.